Hey everyone, and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, June 12th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Friday is traditionally date night in a lot of relationships, and therefore sports schedules usually just give us a little bit of a break on Friday. That's not true this week because the U.S. Women's National Team is playing their second game of the Women's World Cup against Sweden. That game is on Fox at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, although they're going to tell you it's on at 7 or 7:30. I've seen all sorts of different things, but basically they want you to watch them talk for an hour or half an hour. And it's a big game for the United States. They won their first game, and a win here would almost clinch first place in the group, which is a big deal for them. They're playing against Sweden, who's coached by their old coach, Pia Sundhage. And in the lead up to this game, she's made a bunch of different statements to newspapers that have stirred the pot a little, largely about players who she coached who are now still on the U.S. team. I wouldn't really pay too much attention to that. These players don't need any more motivation than they already have. It's the World Cup, after all. Sweden looked very shaky in their first game against Nigeria, and they came out with a 2-2 tie, thanks mostly to really some shaky goaltending by Nigeria. Although I am nervous, I think the United States will be able to beat Sweden in this game. Nigeria itself plays earlier in the day at 5 p.m. against Australia. That's on Fox Sports 1. And wedged in between those games at 7 p.m. is Switzerland against Ecuador. Both those teams lost in their first games. And they lost to the other two teams in their group, Japan and Cameroon. They play at 10 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. There's also some international men's soccer on. Mexico and Bolivia play in the Copa America at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BN Sports. This is the group stage. That tournament is just getting started. I can't say I know how good Bolivia is as a soccer team. I think they're best known in a sports context for having been mistakenly said by Mike Tyson when he meant to say oblivion. There's also a full slate of European Championship qualifying games. Kazakhstan plays Turkey at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. I guess that's noon on Fox Sports 2. Not really worth watching. But at 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time, Croatia plays against Italy on ESPN2. And that one I think is worth tuning in for. Other than soccer, there's a lot of baseball. We're about 60 games into the season. The season itself is 162 games total. And when I look at this calendar of games, it basically seems like every team is within four games of 500. So they're either 27 and 31 or 31 and 27. And there just isn't a lot of differentiation that makes me want to watch these games. Two games that do stand out are the Atlanta Braves 29 and 31 against the New York Mets 31 and 29. Obviously, there's a little bit of attraction there for the mirror image nature of their records. Also, the pitcher of the New York Mets tonight is Bartolo Colon. He is about 45 years old and 700 pounds. Not really, but he's a big dude and he's been around for a while and he's just having a great year. The other game I would watch at 8:15 p.m. is the Kansas City Royals and St. Louis Cardinals. These two teams really have managed to stand out in terms of records so far. Kansas City is 34 and 23, St. Louis 39 and 21. Thanks so much for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, June 12th, 2015. You can find us on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Go Team USA!